Good morning, everyone. My name is Ray Wang, and I'm a member of the J.P. Morgan Healthcare Investment Banking team. Thank you all for being here today, and just wanted to let you know there will be a breakout session for Q&A afterwards, and it will be hosted in this room. Now, it is my pleasure to introduce François Fornelli, CEO of Metra.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. My name is François, in French, François Fornelli, and I am the CEO and the co-founder of Metra. Thank you for being present for this presentation, Metra. Before I begin, I need to remind you that I will making some forward-looking statements throughout this presentation, which are associated with certain risk. I urge you to read and familiarize yourself with this safe harbor statement. The format of today's presentation will include a high-level overview of Metra, followed by a deep dive into our innovative E4 platform and our complex therapeutics portfolio. Then we will have a quick look at our CDMO before wrapping up with summary financial highlight. Who is Metra? Metra is a Belgian biotech specialized in women's health, namely contraception and menopause. We are founded in 1999, which means that least that which means that last year we celebrated our 20 years anniversary. We are listed on the Euronext Brussels in 2015. It was the most successful IPO in the Eurozone in that year. And since then, we have surpassed 1 billion in market capitalization. Currently, we have around 350 staff members. This is more than four times the number we had at the time of the IPO, and we are growing up to 300 staff in 2020. We are present through partnership in more than 85 countries. Our mission is to develop innovative products, but also technologies to offer women better efficacy, safety, and convenience throughout their entire hormonal lifespan. Metra was co-founded in 1999 by Professor Jean-Michel Foidard and myself. It's a spin-off of the University of Liège, where Jean-Michel was the former head of gynecology and obstetrics. Jean-Michel Foidard is also president of the scientific committee and a member of the board of Metra. He is also perpetual secretary of the Belgian Academy of Medicine. I also have a long-standing experience in the pharma industry over 30 years, including having been head of gynecology sales and at Schering Bayer today. I am an entrepreneur, having created more than 20 companies in the last 20 years. I sold Euteron Pharma in 2013 to Allergan for $315 million. Why consider Metra? We have breakthrough innovation with a unique hormone of estrogen E4, for which we have three late-stage potential blockbusters. We are a worldwide specialist in polymer technology and an industry partner with specialist R&D and manufacturing capabilities. I like this slide because it clearly demonstrates how Metra is structured today. The first platform is estetrol, a novel estrogen. The second platform, our complex therapeutics, which we are proud of go-off. We are proud of because there are few pharma companies that are able to produce hormonal IUDs, rings, and patches. These two platforms are supported by our Mithra CDMO, which opened in 2017, for the purpose of keeping innovation and R&D in-house. Here is an overview of our current portfolio, product portfolio. We have a late-stage pipeline built on the E4 asset platform. You can see that there are a number of near-term inflection points for each of our lead candidates. Estelle, our combined oral contraceptive, for which we expect market authorization in early 2021, so 12 months. Perinesta for perimenopause and Donesta for menopause could both be on the market as of 2023. Additional indication based on E4 under development, such as for neuroprotection for the baby, for which we receive orphan drug designation, for wound healing, orphan drug designation by the FDA and by EMA, for wound healing and for breast cancer. The bottom half of the slideshow, our complex therapeutics portfolio. Some of these products are already on the market today and contribute to our revenue generation. In order to understand our late-stage pipeline, it's important that we first understand E4 and what makes it so innovative. As such, I would like to introduce to you E4 with this short video. 2 minutes, just 2 minutes. So E4 is a native, you saw that, and natural molecule produced from the soybean. In 2019, we received the Innovation Award from the Belgian Federation for Pharmaceuticals, Chemicals and Biotechs. This is the first time that a biotech company, certainly in Belgium, was awarded this prize. What's the role of estrogens on the brain? Maintain the body temperature. Heart protects from heart attack. Ovary, uterus, and vagina maintain the lubrication. Bone help to preserve bone mass. Liver reduce the risk of diabetes. Breast prepare the glands for future maternal milk production. What's the mechanism of action of E4? Another estrogen, completely different. E4 is acting on the tissue, you saw that. E4 is an agonist on the nuclear receptor. This is good for the endometrium, vagina, bone, skin, and heart. E4 is antagonist on the membrane receptor, on the breast, and on the ovaries, and E4 is neutral on the liver. That means that there is less risk of breast cancer and minimal impact on the triglycerides and on coagulation factors. What are the safety concerns of estrogen? Increased risk of VTE and heart attack, increased risk of stroke, increased risk of endometrial cancer, increased risk of breast cancer. E4 is different. E4 has the potential to address most of these concerns. It's produced by the fetus in huge quantities. And if it's safe for the fetus, then, of course, it's safe also for the mother. E4, it's more favorable on VTE risk profile. E4 has no drug-drug interaction. E4 has a little impact on triglyceride levels. E4 is associated with less risk of breast cancer. What's E4 impact on the environment? E4 is a safer molecule, and E4 has non-impact on the environment. That's unique and disruptive versus the other estrogens like ethinyl estradiol and estradiol used today in contraception and in menopause. This represent tons of estrogen excreted in rivers each year. What's our portfolio based on E4? We have three potential E4-based blockbusters to address women's needs throughout her entire hormonal lifespan. Estelle, starting in the teenage years. Perinesta, starting in mid-14s. Donesta, for menopausal women, beginning around 50 years old. This represents more than 40 years of taking E4 during a woman life, all the life. What's the market opportunity of E4 portfolio? Estelle, worldwide contraceptive market value at $22 billion in total. Keep in mind that 30% of U.S. women don't take an oral contraceptive today because they are afraid of the risk of breast cancer and VTE. We expect to be on the market, like I say, on the market in early 2021, next year. Perinesta for perimenopause, there is no product on the market. No product on the market with this indication. According to IQVIA, IMS, the market is more than 160 million cycles per year. Huge. This is huge market opportunity. Donesta, the market, it's actually $12.6 billion and estimated to nearly double by 2025, thanks for the introduction of safer products, of course. Today, less than 10% of the menopausal women take treatment, sorry, again due to the risk of breast cancer and VTE. What does our complex therapeutics portfolio look like? The ring is a slow-release ring for contraception. Zorelin for the treatment of prostate and breast cancers, and Tibelia for menopause and libido. What's the market potential of our complex therapeutics? Myrink, the market is valued at over $900 million. Myrink is already commercialized in several countries in Europe, and in the US we expect to launch in early H2 2020. Zorelin, the gozorelin market is valued at nearly $700 million. Marketing authorization expected 2022. Tibelia, the market is valued around $100 million. Tibelia is already commercialized in a number of countries, including Canada, where it is the only approved tibolone-based product on the market. So that's a new product in Canada. What does our CDMO look like? Our CDMO opened in 2017 to keep innovation and R&D in-house. It's quite unique, as it's one of the handful of CDMOs that are able to deliver multiple hormonal drug delivery strategies like polymers, injectables, vials, and tablets, all under one roof. Plus, we have R&D in-house, meaning we are one-stop shop from A to Z. Our CDMO is GMP standard, compliant with both EMA and FDA. Here are three examples of our in-house production. Of course, we also have the capabilities to work on behalf of others, even outside of women's health, for example, in veterinary care. That's the case today. Sorry. How have we performed? Good to see that we have significantly improved EBITDA. We have a comfortable cash position, which is good news for a biotech company. On the left side of the slide is the share capital of Mitra with one-third free float. Since the IPO, this structure has been stable. So the shareholders like the company. Who are our partners? Our partners are leaders in contraception in their respective markets worldwide. How about our clinical collaborations? We have 26 collaborations worldwide with well-known institutions, university and other. The best question. Why invest in Mitra? First, because we have experience, 20 years, certainly in women's health care. Because we have a unique product, E4. It's disruptive. Because Estelle could be launched in early 2021. Sorry? Oh. Okay. Sorry. Because we have three late-stage potential blockbusters, Estelle, Perinesta, and Donesta. And because there are multiple milestones and launches, because Mitra CDMO has a development and manufacturing capability in-house with no tech transfer, very important, no tech transfers, we win time. And because we have more than 30 patents, families in different indications. Thank you. Thank you very much.